Back to Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is Thursday morning, and coming up this weekend, I think this is one of the cleverest things they ever came up with at St. Clair County Community College. And I can't believe it's been going on for this long. It's the 16th annual Free College Day on Saturday. Basically, all day you can take college classes, some of which sort of exist, many of which don't. March 31st. You can speak, Celeste. There are microphones here. Celeste Kelnick is here from St. Clair County Community College. She's giving me all kinds of sign language, pointing at the date. It's not this Saturday. It's Saturday, March 31st. That's why I asked you when you... My dates are all mixed up, because that's why I said, can people still register for this? Because it's like in 2 days. But it's not. It's a week from Saturday. Celeste is here. Mark Rummel is here from SC4 as well. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Free College Day, 16th annual... Saturday, March 31st. Explain what Free College Day is all about.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for our community. Staff, faculty, and community members come together at the college to offer their knowledge in a one-day, all-day-long class sessions from 9 a.m. through 2:30. We have four sections, and we have over 100 classes this year.
Wow. Some of these are classes that you might actually find on the college campus. A lot of them, though, are just people that are sharing their knowledge of things that you can do as a hobby or information that you might want to use. Share with some of the classes that are available.
Well, a couple of the highlighted speakers that will be in our Fine Arts Theater are Fred Miller, who's going to talk about maritime memories, talk about the ships on our waters, everything about the Blue Water area, and the water with shipping and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then the afternoon we have Miss Michigan, our local Heather Kendrick from Marysville, is going to come in and share her thoughts about serving as the spokesperson for Michigan, how she made it to be Miss Michigan, mm-hmm. and about STEAM and how the arts are really important for education.
Great. All right, fantastic.
So that's wonderful. And in addition to that, we have a palette from wood carving to colored pencil painting, investing, hip-hop cardio, which Mark's wife is going to teach, Jackie
awesome.
Rummel.
Fantastic.
It's representative from YMCA. We have dancing. And we even have, which is new this year, American Sign Language. And we have a class on digital accessibility and Braille. So just some wonderful things, a lot of new things.
You have four sessions, so out of all this list, you got to come up with the four classes that you want to take at the 9 a.m., 10:15, 12:15, and 1:30 session. That's the hard part, is whittling it down and figuring out what you want to take.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. There's a lot of offerings.
Yeah, indeed. How does somebody sign up for Free College? Because you can't just show up on campus on the 31st and say, well, I'm here. You got to register for these ahead of time, right?
We encourage registration beforehand. You can do it easily online at www.sc4.edu/freecollege.
Okay.
And it's a simple website, and once you're registered, you go straight to your classes. There's no, you know, checking in on campus. It tells you exactly what room and building to go to.
This is open to people of essentially all ages, isn't it?
Absolutely. There are classes specifically available for children. We do ask that kids 13 and under have an adult with them through the entire period.
All right. Fair enough. Free College Day next Saturday, March 31st. So you could maybe spend this Saturday deciding what classes you want to take.
There you go.
On March 31st. 16th annual. This has been going strong for 16 years now. And really just it's one of those things that I think people really look forward to every spring.
I think so, too. It's just a wonderful way to get out of the house this mm-hmm. time of year and learn something new. And, Paul, I did want to mention you can also call the college at 810-989-5709 if you have questions or difficulty registering. And the day of, if you decide that morning that, gee, I didn't register, but I still want to go, you can come because there will be some things open, especially okay. the lectures in the theater that seats 300. So we usually have openings for that. And we have drop-in sessions, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay. You can go to the fieldhouse, walk the track, hike up the tower. You know, that's a great thing mm-hmm. to bring the kids to. That's really fun. and tour the Nassar Museum, which has recently reopened. It's been all renovated. It's just wonderful. We have some great hands-on things there, so that will be open too.
For people that are a little less than mobile, you're able to get them from building to building too if they need to cross campus, but they can't walk, right?
Yes. The YMCA has provided transportation for us once again this year, so the bus will be looping to all the buildings on campus all day long.
All right. You've met everybody's needs. Free College Day on March 31st. Go to the SC4 website or call SC4 and register for those classes. Boy, I just can't believe how many classes you've got available. It's a lot.
It's wonderful.
All right. Great. Well, have fun. Thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us here, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Les. And Mark, it is 8:48 now.